Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Economics Report and American Mosaic, coming up after As It Is.
Hello, and welcome to another As It Is program from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter in Washington. The United States said earlier this year that it was taking steps against Russia for its actions in Ukraine. Now, the U.S. and European Union have announced stronger sanctions against Russia. Then, we turn to the new constitution in Thailand. We will hear how the new rules keep power in the hands of military rulers. More sanctions for Russia and Thailand's new constitution are our subjects today on As It Is. The United States and European Union have announced new measures to punish Russia for its support of separatists in eastern Ukraine. The measures are directed against Russia's energy, arms, and banking industries. President Barack Obama says the new sanctions are meant to increase pressure on those responsible for what he calls Russia's illegal actions in Ukraine.
It does not have to be this way. This is a choice that Russia, and President Putin in particular, has made. There continues to be a better choice, the choice of de-escalation, the choice of joining the world in a diplomatic solution to this situation.
European action is important because of Russia's large influence in European markets, and the unwillingness of some European leaders to anger Russia.
The fact that we've seen Europeans who have real legitimate economic concerns in severing certain ties with Russia, stepping up the way they have today, I think is an indication of both the waning patience that Europe has with nice words from President Putin that are not matched by actions.
But Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says sanctions will not realize their stated goal.
I assure you, we will overcome any difficulties that may arise in certain areas of the economy, and maybe we will become more independent and more confident in our own strength. This is also good.
On Wednesday, Russia's central bank said it plans to support financial organizations affected by the new sanctions. The bank promised to take what it called adequate measures to support those institutions. Next, we turn to the new constitution in Thailand. As we hear from Jonathan Evans, the new laws appear designed to help the country's military rulers.
Thailand's military rulers have written a temporary constitution that lets the army keep a great deal of power. The army chief could also become the country's next prime minister under the measure. The army chief now controls the government and the legislature. The constitution recognizes the military overthrow of the civilian government on May 22nd. It gives military rulers control over the country's political leaders and its judges. The military is now to choose the 220 members of a legislature to replace the House of Representatives and the Senate. That legislature is then to choose a prime minister and cabinet. The Constitution bars anyone who ever held a position in a political party from consideration. It also requires members of the new legislature to be at least 40 years old. It bars anyone who has ever been removed from a government position for what the document calls corruption, fraud, or misconduct. Narangchai Agrangsani is a former commerce minister. He is an economic advisor to the military government. He says the process will likely lead to elections in October 2015.
The timeline is like this. Now we have the interim constitution, the names of the members of the NLA National Legislative Assembly would be announced most likely within 2 weeks, and government will be formed after that. And as General Prayut said, the government with military participation would be in place definitely in September.
On Tuesday, Thailand's king supported the new constitution in a ceremony with General Prayut Chan-o-cha, the army chief. The ceremony suggested the king approved of the ousting of the civilian government. In the next few months, the proposed new legislature is expected to name members to a committee that will write a permanent constitution. Experts believe General Prayut will be named prime minister by the new legislature. The new constitution meets most of the demands of the protesters who had gathered in the capital, Bangkok, for months. They had called for the removal of then Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. They also had demanded formation of a committee to govern the country. They wanted it to establish political reforms before holding new elections. Few people are willing to criticize the new constitution. That is because the military has the power to detain anyone who says something it believes could cause unrest. The military rulers have decreased the freedom to report news in Thailand. The media restrictions are the strongest ordered in many years. A member of Thai Students for Democracy spoke to VOA by Skype. He says his hidden group will not follow the military's rules. He says the new constitution was put in place by what he calls a system of tyrants.
The latest military junta has still maintaining the value of constitutional and freedom. But right now, our value of constitution, check and balance, freedoms and liberty has gone. This is so ridiculous for them to do like this, because it means we are back to the situation like in Burma with the military rule. This is a huge step back for democratic development in this country.
Others oppose the new constitution. Messages on social media say the document hurts democracy in the country. Some believe the new constitution will permit a small group of rich people to rule. The military rulers say the constitution will, in its words, help solve the crisis and return the situation to normal, restore security, unity, and solve economic problems. A reform committee will write rules that military leaders say will prevent and suppress corruption and investigate abuses of those in power. Rule by the king ended in Thailand in 1932. Since then, many civilian governments have been ousted by the military. The generals or judges have ousted 3 civilian governments since 2006. Billionaire politician Thaksin Shinawat supported parties that won the last 5 national elections in Thailand. He was ousted as prime minister in 2006. His younger sister, Yingluck Shinawat, was ousted as prime minister this year after 6 months of protest in Bangkok. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Mario Ritter. That's our show for today. Listen again tomorrow for another As It Is. Let us know what you think about our shows. Write us at learningenglish.voanews.com.
The Economics Report is next, followed by American Mosaic. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. The United States says its economy expanded quickly from April to June. The U.S. economy grew at a yearly rate of 4%, much better than the first 3 months of 2014. During that period, the nation's gross domestic product shrank at a rate of more than 2%. The GDP is the total value of all goods and services produced in the country. Experts credited increased consumer and business spending for the economic growth. The expansion appeared to extend across the economy. U.S. exports grew sharply. Businesses bought goods for resale. And state and local governments increased spending. In late July, President Barack Obama spoke to supporters in Kansas City. He said the latest economic numbers were another sign that things are getting better.
None of this is an accident. It's thanks to the resilience and resolve of the American people. It's also thanks to some decisions that we made early on. And now America's recovered faster and come farther than just about any other advanced country on Earth.
The economic news had little effect on financial markets. Investors appeared unmoved because this was just the first of several reports for the period from April to June. Economist Sean Snaith is with Central Florida's Institute for Economic Competitiveness. He says it is too early to celebrate the economic gains. He spoke to VOA through Skype.
I think it's good news, but we need to string this good news together over time.
Sean Snaith says what happens in the final 6 months of 2014 will show whether the recovery will continue. He said what the U.S. Central Bank does next is very important.
How will the Federal Reserve react if, in fact, the economic recovery is gaining momentum? Will this, speed up the timing and the pace of interest rate hikes? In which case, that certainly could take some air out of the stock market.
The central bank, the Federal Reserve System, changed its opinion of the economy recently. The Federal Open Market Committee makes important decisions concerning financial policy. The committee said it plans to reduce bond buying by another $10 billion in August. The bond buying program has kept U.S. interest rates near record lows. Less costly credit has helped increase personal and business spending. The Federal Reserve also has signaled that it does not expect to raise interest rates soon. However, economists warn that low rates for a long period of time could fuel inflation. And that's the Economics Report for VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter.
Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. Today, we listen to some famous movie music. We also answer a question about the number 13. But first, we take a sweet path through some cow farms near Washington, D.C. Americans love to eat ice cream, a milk and sugar-based treat. People in Maryland can visit dairy farms across the state to get fresh ice cream and enjoy the surroundings. Christopher Cruz tells us the story of the Maryland Ice Cream Trail.
Dairy farms across Maryland welcome visitors to eat ice cream every summer. Jim Brown is visiting the Rocky Point Creamery in Frederick County, Maryland, near the state of Pennsylvania.
My favorite is chocolate. We love the ice cream here. Will you drive all the way from about 15 miles away to come to this ice cream?
Mr. Brown and his family visit the creamery every summer.
Today we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 of us here today riding, and we had a big breakfast, and this seemed like the perfect way to end it.
The Rocky Point Creamery is one of 8 dairies on Maryland's Ice Cream Trail. The trail is more than 460 kilometers long. Buddy Hance is the state's agriculture secretary. He says the ice cream trail brings valuable attention to the state's dairy farms.
We created the Maryland Ice Cream Trail about 3 years ago, and we did that to increase the public's awareness of the opportunities of the dairy industry out in rural Maryland. We have about 476 dairy farms, and last year those farms generated about $201 million in gross revenue.
Each of the 200 cows at Rocky Point Creamery produces 40 liters of milk a day. Some of it is used to make the farm's 70 different kinds of ice cream. Chuck Fry's family has operated the farm since 1883.
The ice cream trail can really help our business. It's a great way for us dairy farmers to kind of stick together and enhance, show the world what we do.
Alicia Weiner drove a long way to eat ice cream.
We drove out here from D.C. Just a beautiful drive, and we have our ice cream when we're walking around the farm.
Ms. Weiner says her son learned about dairy farms during the visit.
He wanted to know all about milking cows before and where milk came from.
Another dairy farm on the trail, the South Mountain Creamery, makes 40 different kinds of ice cream. Visitors can watch cows being milked and feed young cows with a bottle. Randy Sowers owns the farm. He says people love feeding the young cows.
Because it does draw people in. People like to do it. Kids love it. 4 o'clock every day, we're busy. We have a lot of people here to feed calves.
Jim Brown says he and his family plan to see more of the dairy farms on Maryland's Ice Cream Trail.
All the places seem like great places, so we're definitely going to be riding out to go see some of these places and try the ice cream everywhere.
Alicia Weiner plans to do the same.
This was the first one we've tried, so I think this summer we'll do a few more.
The Maryland Ice Cream Trail is open from May to the middle of September.
Now, we answer a question from Bangladesh. A fan there wants to know about the history of the number 13 and why Americans consider this number to be bad luck. It is not only Americans who consider this number to be unlucky. People around the world have what are called superstitions about the number 13. Superstitions are popular beliefs that are not based on reason or science. A person believes something brings good or bad luck. The fear of the number 13 is called triskaidekaphobia. This fear is so strong around the world that many tall buildings do not have a 13th level, and many airports do not have a gate numbered 13. Some experts say fears about this number come from ancient religious stories. One Norse myth is about 12 gods who were having a party in their heaven, Valhalla. Loki, the god of evil and disorder, arrived at the dinner party uninvited. He became the 13th person at the table. Loki then helped cause the death of Baldur, the god of joy. In the Christian book, the Bible, Judas is the 13th guest at the dinner called the Last Supper. Judas is the man who betrays Jesus, leading to his death. Many people around the world also consider Fridays that fall on the 13th day of a month to be especially bad luck. This year, we had one, Friday, June 13th. But watch out, for 2015, there is a Friday the 13th in February, March, and November. Very few things are better than watching a great movie with great music. A movie with songs that make you sing all the way home. This is especially true for animated films. Children love to sing along with their favorite movie characters long after the movie is over. But you do not need to have a child to enjoy our music today. Anna Mateo has this report.
We will hear about the winner of the Best Soundtrack Album for an Animated Movie. Is it Frozen? Or is The Lion King still King of the Jungle? But first, we will hear the upbeat song Get Happy from the film Despicable Me 2.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Happy is from the hugely popular 2013 movie Despicable Me 2. It is hard to pick a favorite from the soundtrack of the 2006 movie Curious George. Curious George is a monkey who leaves the jungle, secretly gets on a boat, and moves to New York City. His life is turned upside down.
who's to say what's impossible? Will they forget? This world keeps spinning, and with each new day I can feel a change in everything. And as the surface breaks, reflections fade, but in some ways they remain the same.
The songs of Jack Johnson for the movie Curious George perfectly capture both the wild jungle and the wild city. And now, singer Idina Menzel sings Let It Go from Frozen.
Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me.
From the 90s, the Lion King soundtrack has many popular songs that continue to keep both children and adults singing. Circle of Life, for example, was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Song in 1994. We leave you now with Carmen Twilley and Lebo M. singing Circle of Life from The Lion King.
I'm June Sims. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. We might answer your question in a future show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic.
The day we arrive on the planet, and Lincoln step into the sun, there's more to see than can ever be seen. More to do than can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here. More to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the sun. Yeah.